when we consider the idea of sharing, as we've thought about initially, we often think it's really about us giving. We are being asked to give something away. Giving is part of the activity of sharing, but so is receiving. We can often think that sharing is about physical things, but we are so much more than simply physical beings, and our needs far more expansive. And today I hope we can broaden out what it means to be a sharing church where we are. The first thing that we have to be aware of is that our sharing should be responsive to what God has given to us. Now, reading, the believers were gathered and praying, worshipping together, and they regarded themselves so united that they were effectively a family. Now, in the culture of that place and in that time, the bonds of family were so strong that each member of a family had a responsibility for and to each other member of the family. This sense of family honour and unity had been moved into this fledgling church that was emerging. Their sense of family honour and bonding is stronger than the West, stronger than we understand it to be. That commitment to one another is much deeper than even our commitment to our own family. We think we are committed to our family, go to a Middle Eastern family. You discover that it's much deeper, much stronger. Those around them in that place, in that room, quite literally to their eyes were their brothers and sisters. Because each one of them had been adopted by God as his children. They owned that adoption in a real way. They shared all that they had to meet the needs of others because they were simply sharing it with their family. They weren't giving it away, they were just spreading it around. Just as we would not see a member of our own families in need, that was the way they saw one another. All of us have needs. Emotional, physical, spiritual. And God works in such a way that we can find many of those needs met by our family in Christ. It's about giving of ourselves to each other. Our time, our insight, our care, our prayer, our encouragement. Simply seeking to build each other up to become the full stature of the people that God is calling us to be. But the thing to note from the reading is that it was a people-to-people ministry. It wasn't a leadership-to-people ministry. It was the whole body of Christ ministering to the whole body of Christ. The idea that one or two people can meet and supply the emotional and spiritual needs of a large group of people is completely misplaced. In reality, it has never been the case at any time in the history of our church. The truth is that the church is strongest when the whole company of God's people seek to build up the whole company of God's people within it. Then we build a congregation, a family. And within that, its bonds are over acceptance and love, where our different gifts are celebrated and allowed to come out. When we are prepared to share and participate fully in the life of the church. And that's not about being at everything, but giving of your unique giftedness to the life of the people that is the church. There is something that you can do that nobody else can. And the way you do it is completely unique, and nobody else can do it the way you do it. The strange thing is that the more we have the chance to use the gifts that God has given us, the more we discover what we have to give. But all of this flows and has its source in what God has done for us. In Jesus, we have full forgiveness and grace. Through the Spirit, we have the empowering of our lives to live fully. From the Father, we have that resting place and that call to go and be. And if it doesn't flow from God, where does it stem from? Because if it comes from us, it comes from our weakness, our hang-ups, the baggage that we carry from the past. And it will crumble. That which is built through and on the eternal God will last and endure and is powerful. Soon we'll be gathering round the table of giving, marking God's giving of himself to and for us. What have we done to earn a seat at this table? Not one thing. What goodness is in us that gives us access, a right to this table? Not one bit. And yet, here it is. Here it is given. Nothing is held back. So freely does God give to us. So freely are we asked to receive and to give to others. One of the hardest things about sharing can be receiving. We often feel we have to earn it, to be worth it in some way, or able somehow to repay it. But that can completely undermine that which is given. The Father gives to us not because we are worthy, not because we've earned it, not because we can pay it back, but because he chooses to give it. He chooses to give it to us because he loves us. If you think of someone that you love deeply, someone perhaps that you would say you love the most, do they earn the love? Or is it the case that even when they do things that are unlovely, you still love them? God looks on us in our unloveliness and still loves us. And his love creates the worth within us. We are precious because God loves us. God doesn't love us because we are precious. It's the other way around. His love comes first. And it started even in the moment of creation. It's always been there. A sharing people of God are called to share that worth making love with each other, within our own group, but also beyond to others, to be living reminders that God loves us. And because he loves us, we are precious. Not only to him, but we should be precious to each other. The logical extension of this is that, as it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, you know the rest. We are to express this worth-making love of God to everyone, to make them aware of it. And some will embrace it and others will reject it, but that's up to them. That is their choice. Our call is simply to give it away without limit, without judgment. Have you received God's love for you? Or have you tried to earn it? Tried to deserve it? There's a song, some of you will know it. It's sung as if it's God's voice that's singing. Let me have my way among you. You know that one? Let me have my way among you. Next line, do not strive. Oh, we are so good at striving. We get a little bit of this thing from God and we think, oh, I want more of it. So we then try to deserve it. We try to earn it. We try to possess it. And yet, if we just realized, we just need to let Him give it. And we just need to receive it. God is already as close as He can be to you. He's as close as your next breath, your next heartbeat. We just need to realize that and recognize that. Perhaps the first step in being a sharing church is to be a receiving church. Now that might sound contradictory, but to be the receiving church who have received from God all that He would give us, are completely open to continue to receive from God all that He would give us so we can share it. As you receive today the simple things in bread and wine, may they be for each of us the opening up of our lives to God, to receive all the blessing He wishes to pour into our lives and through us into the lives of others. Now some think that somehow they have little to offer to the family of God. And yet I would suggest that you're completely wrong. And I say that with utter kindness and love for you, but you're wrong. Because you're brought here for a reason and a purpose. You're part of this, part of God's family for a reason and a purpose. Because what you bring and who you are is precious to this place, this space, and this people. And if we withhold that from one another, we diminish this family. So we're being asked to share of ourselves and to receive from one another God's presence in our lives. I know in my journey of faith that it's often been conversations with people in seats where you are that have encouraged, guided, corrected, strengthened me. People who would never recognize themselves as being ministers, but they have such a vibrant ministry of encouragement. People who are comfortable with the stranger, who can just sit right beside them and talk so openly. That is a gift. People who can almost see into your heart, see what you're carrying, and speak to that. That is a gift from God. You all have so much to give. Because God has given to you. Will you receive from the Lord this day what He has for you? You don't need to earn it. You don't need to deserve it. You just need to receive it. Can we take a moment in prayer? Let's pray. Lord, we pray that we would have open hearts to receive from You all that You would gift to us this day. And not just this day, but each day. And every moment within each day, such is Your love for us. Where we are confused of what that love means, bring clarity to our understanding. Where we've made mistakes of how that love works in the past, correct us and renew us. May we find that being a sharing church is also about being a receiving people. And may we have open hearts and minds to receive all that You would gift to us. That's our prayer we make in Jesus' name.